Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to LAFPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Sophia Alvarez. Sophia received her BA from Bennington College and is an alumna of the Royal Court Theatre's Young Writers Program in London, where she developed her play Life Drawing. She was recently awarded Lincoln Center Theatre's Le Comte de Nuit Prize and is currently a Leah Acheson Wallace Playwriting Fellow at the Juilliard School. Her play Between Us Chickens is part of the current studio series at South Coast Repertory, so it's my pleasure to welcome Sophia Alvarez.
Thank you, Allison. I'm happy to be here.
Great. I want to start with the title of the play. At first, it's really easy to kind of dismiss it as a little bit of a quirky thing, but since it's the character of Megan who calls Sarah and Charles her chickens, it seems to kind of imply something deeper. So I wondered if that had a particular meaning for you.
Well, the meaning of the title comes from a job I used to have where there was always a lot of confidential information around the office. And my boss, when something needed to be kept just between him and whomever he was talking to, would say, "This is just between us chickens." So I thought that was just a really clever and kind of funny way to keep something confidential. And since there are lots of sort of secrets in the play and things that the characters are talking about just between them, that is where the title came from.
Ah, okay. Well, South Coast Repertory's studio series is designed to showcase local performers and companies, so I wondered how you got involved with it and how the process has come to shape Between Us Chickens so far.
I first got involved with South Coast Rep when they did Between Us Chickens at their Pacific Playwrights Festival last spring as one of the staged readings. And so that was the first time that I was at the theater and met the team there, and it was a really great experience doing that reading and having, you know, that week to work on the play. And then when they began the studio series, I think my play is the only one that's not a local theater troupe or local artist from California, but they wanted to have one production in the series that was a South Coast production. And so since this is sort of a smaller play, it all takes place in one room, there are only three characters, and the reading last year was in the Nicholas studio where the production's going up, it just seemed like the right fit. And so they emailed me earlier this year to see if I'd be interested in being part of this series, which, of course, I was very interested and excited to be able to come back to South Coast.
That is very exciting. Is that the first time you worked with Casey Stengel?
Yeah, they actually just paired Casey and I together for the reading, and we'd never met before. But then we just got along really well and view the play in very much the same way, which was exciting for me. So then when they decided they wanted to do the production, she was the obvious choice to direct it, and that's just been great. I really like working with Casey.
Excellent. Well, it seems to me that Between Us Chickens really could only take place in Los Angeles, so I wondered how your experience of L.A. has colored your choices in the play.
Well, Between Us Chickens is about two girls from a small town in the East Coast who moved to L.A. after they graduate from college. And my father became a screenwriter later in life, and so he moved to L.A. when I was in college. And there was one summer where my brother and I went out stay with him when he just moved there. Like, he'd literally just moved a week prior. The apartment, you know, had little more furniture than our bedrooms and our beds. So it was a very bare bones LA experience. And while I had friends from college who were from LA, I didn't really know the city. I didn't really know my way around it. And I remember thinking that it was a very different experience, that of me and my brother being sort of new to the city and not knowing where to go or what to do, than when I would hang out with my friends who grew up there and sort of like have the city in the palm of their hands, which I think is true for any city you move to as an outsider, but particularly LA, since so much of it, you know, you really have to know about to go there, as opposed to New York, where you can sort of just walk outside your door and find things.
And run into it, yeah. It seems that way to me, too. Well, Between Us Chickens also explores, as one of the themes, the notion that relationships are transactional. And there's one character that kind of has slightly sentimental ideas about how relationships might take place in the future, but ends up in the play with a very different take on that. So I'm wondering how you balance the human desire to be closer to another person with the need to avoid sentimentality.
Well, that's an interesting question. So I think the plays that I enjoy most when I'm reading them or watching them are plays that are very emotional and hit you on an emotional level, and, you know, you have an experience watching them, but without being overly sentimental. And I try to avoid sentimentality in my writing as much as possible. And so I think the desire to, like, connect with other people is present, you know, in everyone, and it's one of the reasons why we write plays, or definitely why I write plays. And then the idea of relationships being transactional in terms of this play is that these are very young people who I'm writing about, and I am young and wrote the play when I was even younger. And, you know, the idea that you don't exactly know what relationships are to you yet, and you're still trying to figure all of that out, and that's where the sort of transactional aspect of them comes in, when you're sort of just getting the lay of the land on how you relate to other people and they relate to you.
Right. Makes sense. Well, I wondered what was coming up next for you, if you were working on anything that you could talk about, or what you're doing.
I am working on a commission for South Coast Rep that I am still very much in the writing process of, so figuring out what that is, but I'm very excited about sort of what's happening with that. And then I'm also working on another play at school and sort of just for myself, and then I also graduate in just a couple of months, so just figuring out the end of Juilliard and what's going to happen next. So I'm in a very transitional but fluid writing period right now.
That sounds good. It's not one of those, oh my God, I have a commission and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Great. Thank you for talking to me as well.
Well, Between Us Chickens runs from March 25th through April 3rd as part of South Coast Repertory Studio Series. For more information about tickets, please call 714-708-5555 or visit www.scr.org. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, visit www.lafpi.com.